Good morning. Let's open up in a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, Lord, we do thank you again.
天父，我们感谢你。
For allowing me the privilege of preaching twice.
让我在今天可以有两次的传讲你话语机会。
We do pray that you again will speak through me.
求你真是开我的口。
And may this sermon be an encouragement to those who hear it.
让今天的道能够成为一个鼓励。
And to know what a great and awesome God you are.
也认识你是多么伟大的一位神。
In Jesus' name.
按基督的名祷告。
Now let me begin to preface this sermon by saying that our God is an awesome God.
让我先讲几句前面的话，我们的神真是一个可让人敬畏的神。
He is amazing, astounding, and magnificent.
他是奇妙、伟大，而且令人惊异的神。
There is nothing that falls outside God's will, purpose, and control.
没有一件事不在他的旨意、他的目的跟他的控制之内。
He is perfect.
他是完全的。
His ways are perfect.
他的道路也是完全的。
Now, growing up, as far as I can remember, I have never believed in coincidences.
至少我所人生的经历里，我从来不相信任何事情是偶然的。
I'd always believe that things happened for a reason.
我一直相信任何事情都是有原因的。
I didn't really know why until I became a Christian.
我其实也不知道为什么，但是到了我成为基督徒以后，我才了解。
And when I did, somehow my eyes were opened.
当我了解了以后，我的眼睛就打开了。
Illuminated and somehow enlightened me to have a general grasp of what the meaning of life is.
不但是打开了，也光亮了，也提升了，让我可以对人生有一个更广阔的了解。
One instance that stood out the most in my Christian faith was during my first year as a Christian.
对我最重要的有一件事是在我刚刚成为基督徒的时候。
Now, as immature as a Christian I was then.
我那个时候其实很不成熟。
And perhaps even now.
现在可能也还是不够成熟。
Something had clicked.
就有件事情好像打开了一扇窗一样。
A revelation was given to me.
有一个启示到我心里。
And I remember vividly.
我很清楚地记得。
As I was standing at a street light.
我正站在一个红绿灯的时候 的前面。
Waiting to cross.
正要经过那个马路。
To go to church on a Sunday morning.
要进到去教会里聚会。
And the meaning of life dawned upon me.
人生的意义就在我面前打开了。
It came out of nowhere and struck me with such an impact I wanted to scream with joy.
就好像从不知道从哪里来的，就好像击到我的心里。
To me, the meaning of life had made sense.
好像人生的意义都可以解释了。
I felt so relieved and so free.
我觉得多么的释放跟自由。
So alive to know that my life is here for a reason.
我多么的高兴，我的生命是有目的的。
For a purpose.
是有一个有原因的。
And I still hold that revelation since then.
从那个时候开始，这样的一个启示一直在我的心里。
Most of us probably understand what life is and is all about.
我们中间大部分的人可能对人生都有一些了解。
But today, please allow me to use my life as an example for this sermon.
让今天呢，用我自己和个人的人生呢，来做一个解释。
I believe as John Piper would passionately preach.
有一位传道人叫做 John Piper， 他曾经很热情的这样子传道。
That life is about God。
他说人的生命其实是关乎神的。
Louis Giglio on the Passion Movement will consent and say that our lives are to glorify God。
另外一位传道人叫做 Louis Giglio， 他也是在他的热心行动里面同意这件事情。
And to make His name known。
我们就是要来荣耀神，然后传扬他的名。
Now those are just a few people who echoed and confirmed the revelation I received years ago as a baby Christian.
这些人其实就是回应了我在几年前所得到的这样的启示，他们也确认这是真实的。
Our lives are not our own.
我们的生命其实不是我们自己的。
If we truly understand that, then the meaning of life would make sense.
如果我们真的相信人生的意义其实是可以解释的。
It would free us.
它会让我们得到自由。
That truth in itself will set us free.
这样的一个真理就会让我们得到自由。
We would know what Christ was saying when he said, to give up your life is to gain it, is to live, to die is to gain.
这样我们就可以知道为什么耶稣基督说放弃生命的却要得着生命，死了其实是有益处的。
Then we wouldn't have to be stuck in this rat race of a world trying to gain everything.
我们就不会被困在现在一个社会的盲目的奔跑里面，好像要得到所有的。
To achieve everything.
想要得到一切，想要成就一切。
To succeed at everything.
在一切事上都能够成功。
Just so that we can have a secure, comfortable, and happy life.
好像这样我们就可以得到一个安全的、舒适的、快乐的人生。
Because our lives are not about us.
其实我们的生命其实不是关乎自己。
But about him and to glorify him.
其实是关乎神，并且是要荣耀他的。
Again, it's not about us.
这不是关乎我们自己的。
It is for him and his kingdom.
这是为了神跟他的国度。
And his renown, his glory, and his fame.
为了他的名，为了他的荣耀。
So with that, let's read from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20-21.
现在我们就来打开圣经，在希伯来书第十三章的20-21节。
And Lou will graciously read that for us.
我用中文来给大家读一下，请大家打开希伯来书第十三章，我们要读20-21。好，打开以后我来念第十三章的第二十节。但愿是平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神，21节，在各样的善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
I want us to know that the God we serve in love is a God of peace.
我们所服侍的神是一个赐平安的神。
He wants peace for us.
他要我们得到平安。
And so because of sin which separated us from God,
因为我们的罪让我们与神隔绝了。
The blood of Jesus had to be spilled to be used to pay and to placate for our atrocity and wickedness.
所以耶稣基督必须要流血，好来赎我们的罪，让我们得到与神和好。
It is this Jesus who rose from the dead.
就是因为基督耶稣他从死里复活。
To become our Lord and Savior.
成为我们的救主跟我们的主。
Whom the author of Hebrews gladly coins the phrase.
所以这本书的作者，希伯来书的作者就所写了这句话。
The great shepherd of the sheep.
他是群羊的大牧人。
And I love this part about Hebrews.
我很喜欢希伯来书这一部分。
We really don't know who wrote Hebrews.
我们其实不知道谁写了这一本希伯来书。
Some say it's Paul.
有人说是保罗。
Others say it's Barnabas.
有人说是巴拿巴。
Some would credit Apollos.
有人说是亚波罗。
Or even Priscilla, a woman.
有人说是个百基拉，百基拉是个女的。
Now whoever wrote it was completely a genius.
不管是谁写的，他真是个天才。
That person was so well intact in theology because the book of Hebrews is full of theological ramifications.
这个人，这个作者好像非常懂神学，因为希伯来书充满了神学的阐释。
It is deep.
非常的深。
It is packed with information.
而且包含了很多的资讯。
And here in verse 20, the author
在二十节，这个作者说
packs everything that she or he had said and written throughout the whole 13 chapters of the book.
他把前面十三章所写的通通都包含在这句话里了。
The God of peace
赐平安的神
The blood of the eternal covenant
永约的血
The Lord Jesus Christ
主耶稣基督
The great shepherd of the sheep
群羊的大牧人
This phrase, the shepherd of the sheep
这个片语他说群羊的大牧人
isn't founded anywhere else in the New Testament
在新约里面就没有再出现过。
But it's such an amazing phrase.
但是它是这个令人多么惊异的一句话。
And I will explain what that means in the following verse.
我接下来就要解释是怎么样一个意思。
Verse 21 is our main verse, but I had to include verse 20 because it leads us into verse 21.
二十一节才是我们今天主要的讲题所在，但是我需要从二十节开始来把我们带入二十一节。
We needed to understand and know who is equipping us.
我们需要知道是谁在成全我们。
Now I want us to focus on this word equip.
我们来注意这个字成全在英文里写的是装备的意思。
Now I don't know if any of you guys here like to do word studies, but I love it.
我不知道你们中间有谁喜欢做字词的研究啊，但是我是非常喜欢的。
And as you know, the Greek itself has words that mean so much more than when it is translated into English.
请大家知道就是有希腊文在原文里面有非常丰富的意义，但是在翻译以后呢就失去了大部分的意义。
When you translate a word, sometimes the word, the phrase, or whatever it is, essentially loses its meaning, its nuances, kind of like Chinese into English.
就像中文翻成英文一样，有时候我们会发现很多的意义都被丧失了。
And this is the same case here.
这也是同样的情况。
The word I have in my NIV Bible says equip.
在这个 NIV 的版本说是装备这个字。
Honestly, that word does not justify its meaning.
事实上并没有表达了它所有的意义。
It doesn't even come close.
其实根本还不靠近它原来的意义。
In my other translation, the NRSV Bible, the word is translated complete.
在另外一本圣经叫 NRSV, 它的翻译是成全，跟我们中文是一样。
Again, that doesn't really justify it.
但是也不是完全解释了它这个字的意义。
And those two translations mean completely different things.
这个意义，这个翻译好像表达不同的事情。
So which one is it?
到底哪一个才是呢？
I've researched the Greek word for it, and it came out to a variety of meanings.
所以我去研究了一下这个希腊原字呢，出来了非常多的意义。
Now the Greek word katariso,
这个字叫 katariso.
In this particular verse can be translated as to adjust thoroughly.
在这一句话里面可以翻译成它是完全的调整。
To prepare.
来预备。
To repair.
来修理。
To complete.
来成全。
To supply or to make good.
来供应或者是做善事。
So today we're going to try to substitute each of these translations to get a better grasp of what God is doing in our lives.
所以我们今天试着把这其中每一个字呢放在这个文字里面，看看这个得到了什么样的结果。
Let's start off with the word adjust.
我们就开始说调整。
May our Lord, the great shepherd of sheep, adjust you thoroughly.
愿我们的神，群羊的大牧人，完完全全的调整你。
Now, I don't know how many times you have failed or messed up.
我不知道你曾经有没有在神面前失败过，或者是搞砸了。
When God has called you to do something.
当神呼召你来做什么事情的时候。
Sometimes as humans, we're flawed and we mess up a lot.
我们这些平凡的人常常是有缺点的，而且常常会搞砸了。
Sometimes we stray away from the Father, from the great shepherd.
我们也常常会走离了，离开了我们的神。
Now, as a shepherd, we get an image of us as his sheep.
作为一个牧羊人，我们可以看到我们自己像是他的羊。
And God adjusts us whenever we stray or diverge from His path.
所以神就是调整或调整我们，当我们离开他的这个道路的时候。
I remember before I became a Christian.
我记得我还没有成为基督徒的时候。
I wasn't the best kid in the world.
我并不是一个最乖最好的孩子。
That's kind of an understatement, but
好像这个还不够描述我那时候的状况。
I was caught up in bad company and did bad things.
我交了一些坏朋友，做了一些坏事。
But God,
但是我们的神
as the great shepherd, was so kind and so gracious to me.
他就是群羊的大牧人，他对我有多么大的恩典。
That he came and adjusted my life and took me into his kingdom.
他来到我的生命里面，调整了我的道路。
He adjusted my life accordingly and thoroughly that my life was completely changed and transformed.
他调整了，完完全全的调整了我的生命，成为把我从里到外都改变的人。
Now as I look back at how I was with the drugs and the alcohol at a young age.
我年轻的时候也吸毒，也曾经做什么不同的坏事。
And seeing where I am today, where I am now is just so amazing.
我看看我今天跟当时比较，真的是非常奇妙。
The shepherd found me.
牧羊人找到我。
I was lost and is now found.
前我失丧，今被寻回。
I strayed from his pen.
我离开了他的羊圈。
Yet he came after me and adjusted my crooked ways into way everlasting.
他却来寻找我，而且调整了我这些弯曲的道路，成为人生的永生之道。
Maybe some of us here need some adjusting today.
也许我们中间也有些人需要一些调整。
Maybe we strayed away from his path.
也许我们也离开了神的道路。
Maybe we feel that God just doesn't care.
也许我们觉得神根本不理我。
I want us to know and to be assured that our God is great.
我要你确信我们的神是伟大的。
And being the great shepherd that he is,
像他这么伟大的一位神,
he will persistently come and seek after you to adjust you back to his path.
他会永不放弃的来寻找你，来调整你的道路，直到你回到他的道路上。
To the path that he has for you.
他有一个道路为你预备。
And when he does, the question is,
他这样做的时候，这问题就是说，
Are you willing to allow him to do so?
你愿意接受他的调整吗？
Or not?
或者不愿意呢？
The second interpretation is this.
第二个解释是这样子。
May our Lord Jesus,
但愿我们伟大的神基督耶稣
The great shepherd prepare you
群羊的大牧人预备你
This translation brings consolation to my soul
这样的一个解释其实让我得到非常大的安慰
It brings me peace and security knowing that everything that had happened in my life happened for a reason
这让我得到一个非常大的平安，也是一个安全感，因为我知道人生发生任何一件事情都是有原因的。
And that is to prepare me for whatever God has in store for me.
这个原因就是神在预备我要行他的道路。
When I look back in my life,
当我回顾我的生命的时候，
after I was called by God to go into full-time ministry,
神呼召我去进入全时间侍奉，
I was so unsure of it.
我非常不确定。
And I still remember how it had happened.
我现在还记得怎么样，什么事情发生了。
It was a very hot summer day.
是一个非常热的夏天。
And because it was hot, I was taking a nap.
我正在睡个午觉。
And in the nap, I had seen a vision.
就在睡觉中间，我看到一个异象。
Of me preaching in front of a crowd.
我正在向一群人在布道。
And I suddenly jerked up, I woke up from my nap and knew it was a calling.
我醒来，我就知道这是一个呼召。
Because it spoke to my heart.
它对我的心在说话。
And I said, no, God, no way.
我说不不不，神，这绝对不可能吧。
I didn't want anything to do with it.
我根本跟这件事情不想发生任何关系。
Because one,
因为第一，
pastors don't make any money.
牧师并不能赚钱。
Two,
第二，
my parents who's not Christian, I mean, they're not Christian, and family would not approve of it and would look down upon me.
我的父母不是基督徒，他们会轻视我，藐视我。
And three,
第三，
I hate public speaking.
我不喜欢对公开的讲话。
With a passion.
我也不喜欢公开的热情的讲话。
And I wasn't very good at it.
我其实并不是对公众讲话很好，很能够做。
And so a couple of days later,
几天以后，
the exact same dream occurred.
同样的一个意象在我的梦里出现。
And this time I woke up.
这时候我醒来。
Surrendering to God.
我就把我自己降服在神面前。
Saying, "All right, God."
说神啊，
If this is what you want me to do, I'll do it.
这是你要我做的事情呢？
And there suddenly came a peace.
我就会去做，这时候就有一个平安临到我。
And the beginning of a very, very long journey.
这是一个非常长的一段人生旅途的开始。
And so the preparation stage came.
所以这个准备的这个时期就来到了。
But to condense the story, I had to go to college.
把这个故事浓缩一下呢，我就是要去读书。
Got my bachelor's degree in biblical studies.
在圣经研究上面得到我的学士学位。
And then while interning at a church, I finished up my seminary with my master's in divinity.
我在一个教会实习的时候，我也读了一个道学硕士的学位。
Yet nobody would hire me.
但是没有一个教会要雇用我。
I started to doubt and question and worry.
我开始有怀疑，也开始在担心。
But eventually, by the hand of God and by His providence,
但是神的保守，他的手做工。
I was led here to CCIC and was hired.
我被引导到 CCIC 在我们的会堂，他就被雇用了。
There are other things that happened in the middle that contributed to me being here.
其实中间还发生了一些事情，带领我来到 CCIC.
But in retrospect, I knew that God had played a role.
但是我回头看了，我知道神他的手在做工。
Now I know I cannot do it justice in words, but I know for a fact that it is by God I'm here today.
我用言语实在不能表达所有的这些经历，但是我非常清楚地了解神在做工。
And as I look back,
我回头看的时候，
I saw how God had prepared me for my role here.
我看到神是怎么样子预备我来做这样今天的工作。
How He prepared me to do what I do.
他是怎么样来预备我做今天的侍奉。
How He prepared me to speak in public.
他怎么样来预备我能够对公众来传讲他的话。
I still hate public speaking though.
我还是不喜欢这个公开讲道。
I'm not sure, but I don't like it.
不太确定我是不是还是喜欢他。
But God had prepared me for this, and so I do it.
但是神既然预备了我这样做，我就做。
Lots of things that happened in my life prepared me to be the person that I am today.
其实有很多的事情在过去发生了，都是预备我成为我今天是何等样的人。
The good,
好的事情
，and the bad,
也有不好的事情。
Now I'm reminded of a story here.
我就想到有一个故事。
There was a wise man living on one of China's vast frontiers.
有一个很有智慧的年纪大的人住在中国的一个边界。
Now one day, for no apparent reason, a young man's horse ran away and was taken by nomads across the border.
有一天就是。没有任何原因的，他的一匹马跑到那个疆界的外头，被一个游牧民族，可能是匈奴给抢走了。
Now everyone tried to offer consolation for the man's bad fortune.
很多人就来安慰他，就说你这个真是不幸的事情发生了。
But his father,
但是这个父亲呢
，a wise man，
非常有智慧
，said what makes you so sure that this is not a blessing？
他说你们怎么知道这件事情不是一个祝福呢
？Months later，
几个月以后
，his horse returned，
他的马回来了
，bringing with her a magnificent stallion。
带回来了一匹更可看好看的更大的一匹马。
This time everyone was full of congratulations。
所以呢，现在众人就来祝福他了。
For that good son's good fortune。
为他的好运来祝福他。
But his father said。
他的父亲又说了。
What makes you so sure that this isn't a disaster？
他你怎么了解？你怎么知道这件事可能是一个灾祸呢
？Their household was made richer by the fine horse the son loved to ride。
他们的家里因为这一匹很是一匹种马，就开始发了财。他的孩子也很喜欢骑这匹马。
But one day he fell off his horse and broke his hip.
然后有一天他从马上摔下来了。
Once again, everyone offered their consolation for his bad luck.
他跌断了他的尾骨，然后大家就来安慰这个父亲。
But his father said.
他的父亲又说了。
What makes you so sure this is not a blessing?
你怎么知道这不是一个祝福呢
？A year later, nomads invaded across the border.
过了一年，这个外疆疆外的游牧民族匈奴就来侵犯他们。
And every able-bodied man was required to take his bow and go into battle.
所有的青年的壮年的都要拿起他的弓箭来参战。
The Chinese family living on the border lost 9 of every 10 men.
每十个人中间就有九个人丧失了生命。
Only because the son was lame did the father and son survive to take care of each other.
只有因为这位年轻人他是已经残障了，他没有参战，所以他反而是活下来了，跟他的父亲一起彼此照顾。
What appeared like a blessing success had been a terrible thing.
有的时候看起来像是一个祝福跟成功的事情，其实却是一个很可怕的事情。
What appeared to be a terrible event has often turned into a rich blessing.
有时候一个非常不好的灾祸却可以成为一个祝福。
I think a lot of times we brush off the bad things that happen to us.
很多时候我们就把这些坏的事情呢丢在一边 不去看它
and only credit the good things to God.
只有把这些好的善的事情好像就谢谢神感谢神
Now as I look back in my life
我就回头看我的生命
I realize I don't know much about why things happen to me.
我其实对生命为什么有些事情发生我都不太了解
Whether it's good or bad
是好事或坏事
But with this new renewed knowledge and vigor, I understand that things happen for a reason.
但是我现在有了一个更新以后的知识，以及生命上的一个新的活力，我了解到每件事情发生都有目的，都有原因。
It is a way to prepare me for whatever God has planned and in store for me.
这个就是神要来预备我，成为我今天要能够做的事情，他的按他的旨意。
There is no such thing as coincidences.
其实真的是没有什么事情是偶然的。
And I believe that God is like that with every one of us too.
我想神对每一个人都是这样子。
God prepares us by allowing sometimes good things to happen to us.
神预备我们就是让一些有时候好的事情发生在我们身上。
Sometimes bad things to happen to us.
有时候也是一些坏的事情发生在我们身上。
So that He can teach us something.
所以他可以给我们学一些功课。
Maybe it's to encourage us.
也许他是要来鼓励我们。
Perhaps to strengthen our faith and so forth.
也许他是来坚定我们的信心，或者有其他的。
God as the great shepherd prepares his sheep.
神这位群羊的大牧人，他来预备他的羊群。
God as the great shepherd is to repair you.
下一个，神是一个群羊的大牧人，他来修复我们或者医治我们。
That's the third interpretation.
这是第三个。从原文的翻译。
Whenever a sheep is injured,
无论如何时他的羊如果是受了伤
，the shepherd repairs.
牧羊人会来医治他，修理他。
He heals.
他医治他。
He anoints the sheep with oil.
他把它涂上油。
Here Jesus, as the shepherd, is to not only prepare you.
我们的神基督耶稣不但是预备你
，but to also repair you.
他同时来修复你，医治你。
And I love that about God.
我对这一点真是爱我的神，他这样做。
God doesn't put you out there to dry.
他没有把你留得孤孤单单的在外面不理你，让你无所适从。
He doesn't leave you hanging out there.
他不让你留在那里就自己孤单的。
He prepares you.
他来预备你。
Then if you roam away,
如果你走开了
，He adjusts you.
他会调整你。
If you get injured or hurt,
如果你受伤了或者是受害了
He repairs you.
他来医治你修复你
One time in my life, I had the worst experience in my Christian walk.
有一次我在我的生命里有一个非常非常不好的经验
This was my spiritual low and most devastating time in my life.
那大概是我的基督徒生命里面最低潮的时候
It was a defining moment in my spiritual walk.
它大概是我生命里面一个决定性的时刻
Now I was just about to graduate college.
我将要正要在这个学院毕业。
And the girl whom I dated for 3 years.
我曾经跟一个女孩子交往了三年。
The girl whom I thought I was going to marry.
我以为我是要跟她要结婚了。
Broke it up with me a week just before graduation.
她在我毕业前一个礼拜跟我分手。
My home church shunned me.
我自己的教会，我属于的教会也拒绝我。
And they didn't really want to hire me for anything.
他们也不想要雇佣我。
My parents made fun of me and my faith.
我的父母就讥笑我的信心。
Asking where my God was.
说你的神在哪儿呢？
I planned that year to go on a mission trip.
我其实在计划说一年后我要去参加一个短宣。
And everything pointed to a good sign.
所有的事情好像都在指向一个好的方向。
And after all the paperwork, because I wasn't a citizen of the United States at that time.
因为我那时候还不是一个美国公民，所以我要填很多的表格。
And we're taken care of.
都已经这些表格都通过了。
And due to certain complications,
但是有一些很复杂的情况。
You know, with all those taken care of, I was ready to go.
但是这些都被解决了，我都已经几乎要走了。
Everything was ready and set.
所有的事情都已经准备好，我都已经要去出发了。
However, a week or a few days before,
但是就在那个出发前的几个礼拜。
I went up to San Francisco to the Japanese consulate because I was going to Japan for mission.
我就到了日本大使馆，因为我要去日本做短宣。
I waited in line for about a few hours.
我在排队排了几个小时。
Got up to the front counter.
好不容易到了那个柜台前面。
Told them why I was going.
告诉他们说我要去哪里。
And right there they said I cannot go.
然后在那个地方他们说你不能去。
I was devastated.
我非常的失望。
But then I thought, all right, fine. If I'm not going to do this, I'm going to apply to another mission trip.
他说哦 ，OK， 既然不能去，我去申请另外一个短宣吧。
And so I applied to another one, but also got rejected.
我去申请了另外一个短宣，也被拒绝了。
And all this happened within 1 or 2 months.
所有这些事情就在一个月、两个月之间发生。
And I thought to myself, why is this happening to me?
所以我就这样自己问了，为什么这些事情要发生在我身上
？All I wanted to do was to serve God.
我不是只是要去服侍神吗
？In a church.
我的教会。
Overseas on missions.
出去做短宣队。
And here I am rejected by everyone and everything, even God.
我却在这个时候被所有的人拒绝。
It didn't make any sense to me.
完全不能解释这件事。
And I became bitter and I hated God.
所以我开始有心里有苦毒，然后我就开始愤恨。
In fact, that summer I denounced my faith.
在那一个暑假的时间，我就贬低了我的信仰。
I rejected God.
我也开始拒绝神。
I say, forget it. If this is the God whom I want to serve, will reject all my services and offerings.
我说算了吧。如果这个神既然会拒绝我所有要对他的服事
，Then I said, forget it. I don't want to serve a God like that.
算了吧，我才不要去服事这样的一位神。
And so I mulled and I dwelled upon it.
所以我在那里低回徘徊。
I cried over my life.
我对我的生命开始有哭泣。
I was bitter and I was resentful.
我心里有苦毒，我也开始愤世嫉俗。
My parents poked fun at me and ridiculed me for wasting my life away at a Christian college.
我的父母就开始讥刺我、讥笑我，说我浪费了所有的时间在一个圣经学院读书。
And nobody would hire me.
没有人要请我。
I became a hermit.
我就开始像隐居起来。
I locked myself away and I didn't want to associate with anybody.
我把我自己关在房间里，我也不要见任何人。
And after through those months of sadness.
经过了那几个月的伤心。
Of confusion and hurt,
这么多的困惑还有伤害
anger and rejection,
愤怒还有拒绝
my friends would be there for me.
我的朋友们都在那里陪我
and through them I felt the love of God.
经过他们我感觉到神的爱
it was then that I slowly climbed out of this pit of pity.
我从那个深渊里一个自我自怜的一个深渊里爬出来
and despair and brought myself to church again, which restored my faith.
我又可以再回到教会，重新恢复我的信心。
Now as I look back,
我现在往回看。
Although I have rejected God,
虽然我拒绝了神
，God had always been there for me.
但是我们的神从来没有离开我。
Sending me people.
他把人送到我的周边。
Holding me as I cried myself to sleep at night.
支撑我。
Loving me in the midst of my hurt.
在我受伤的时候，他们来支持我。
And slowly he was repairing me.
这些朋友也爱我，这样慢慢的神就修复了我，医治了我。
And my faith in him.
那我的信心在他的里面。
I came back to God knowing that even though I have hurt him and rejected him,
所以我现在回头看，虽然我曾经拒绝神，甚至可能伤了神的心，
he never rejected me.
他从来没有拒绝我。
Instead, by his grace, he healed me from deep within.
事实上，因为他的恩典，他医治了我。
He repaired my broken heart and made it whole again.
他修复了我一个破碎的心，让我变成一个完整的人。
Maybe a lot of times we feel that way with God.
也许很多时候我们对神也是有这些感觉。
That somehow God had abandoned us.
不管怎么样，好像神丢弃了我。
Or the fact that we force ourselves to believe that.
我们有时候会逼着自己去相信这个是事实。
Because we are in doubt or we're in denial of whatever is happening in our lives.
因为那个时候我们正在否认神，或者在拒绝神，在怀疑神。
So we push God out of the picture.
我们就把神从我们的人生里面推出去了。
Now whatever it is.
不管什么事情在你身上。
I know that God is there.
我其实知道神还是在那里。
I can attest to that.
我可以给你做见证。
That no matter.
不管怎么样。
How difficult the situation.
你的情况多么的困难。
Or how painful it is.
多么的痛苦。
And it will pass.
都会经历过的。
And as we look back.
那我们回头看的时候。
We'll see the hands of God.
你会看见神的手。
The fingerprints of God.
他的手印。
In the healing and repairing process.
他在医治，他在修复你。
Now, because of time, I will condense the last two translations of the word.
因为时间关系，我就把最后两个翻译的字把它浓缩一下。
God completes and supplies you to do good, to make good.
他成全我们，让我们可以行善事。
Now it's just amazing when we understand that that word itself.
我们可以让人很惊讶，就是这个字。
Essentially means that God is the shepherd who does everything in our lives so that we can do His will.
这个字的意思就是说，神是个好牧人，他在我们身上行所有的事情，好让我们可以行他的旨意，行善事。
And so that we are made in a way that is pleasing to Him.
所以我们其实是被神塑造成可以让他讨他喜悦的人。
It is both active and passive.
又是主动又是被动的一个字。
God is working in you with everything good.
神在你身上用各样的善事来塑造我们。
And using you with everything good to do His will.
然后让你可以行各样的善事来讨他的喜悦。
He is transforming you from the inside out.
他从你的里到外都要改变你。
He is there every step of the way as a shepherd is for his sheep.
他在你人生的每一步，每一个角落，他都在那里带着你，就像牧羊人对他的羊一样。
That's why he's so great.
这是为什么我们的神是这么伟大的神。
Now I want us to know that God is the center and the focus of this passage.
大家注意一下，这两节经文里面，神是那个焦点，也是那个中心。
Notice at the very end of verse 21.
注意一下，我们在二十一节的后面。
That the author brings the subject back to Jesus Christ.
作者把这个焦点又移到我们的主耶稣基督。
Who deserves all the glory forever.
他值得我们的敬拜与他得到所有的荣耀。
Now again, we have to understand that our lives are for Him.
我回到起先讲了，我们的生命其实是为了神。
And that He will complete it.
他会成全我们。
That is the meaning of life.
这才是人生的意义。
Through His love, grace, and mercy.
经由他的爱，他的恩典跟他的怜悯。
He works in us and through us for His purpose and will.
他在我们的身上做工，也经过我们来做工。
And we are purposed and equipped with everything.
我们其实是被装备了，而且呢，赐给我们一个目的来实现我们的人生。
Everything.
所有的事情。
God doesn't withhold anything from you.
神并没有保留任何对我们的事情。
He's given you grace.
他给了我们恩典。
He's shown you mercy.
他也显现他的慈爱跟怜悯。
He's lavished love upon you.
他在你身上尽量的挥洒他的爱。
He's died for you.
他为你而死。
He's risen from the dead for you.
他为你而活。
He's offered you salvation.
他给了你救恩。
He sent the Holy Spirit to live in you.
他甚至送交差遣了圣灵来活在我们的心里面。
What else can he give us?
还有他，你还要他给你什么呢
？He's given us everything good to do His will.
他已经把所有的善事赐给我们。
We are with no excuse.
我们其实没有任何的理由。
And the things we do are for His glory.
我们做的事应该都是来荣耀他。
Not for our own fame or our own success, but for Him.
不是为了我们自己的名声，或者是为我们的成功，而是为了他。
So let me close with this.
让我们来结束。
Let us be assured and confident.
让我们能够得到一个确据，而且有信心。
That God has purposed us and equipped us.
神给了我们一个人生的目的，而且他装备我们去实现那个目的。
God has given us everything good.
神已经给了我们所有的善事，好的事。
He has made restitution for our sins.
他也为我们成就了挽回祭，为我们的罪。
He has redeemed us in Christ.
他也经过耶稣基督拯救我们。
He has died and risen again so that we can have life.
他也为我们在十字架受死并且复活，让我们可以得到一个新的人生。
And as the great shepherd of the sheep.
他是一个群羊的大牧人。
He equips us.
他成全我们。
He adjusts us.
他调整我们。
He prepares us.
他也预备我们。
He repairs us.
他也医治修复我们。
He completes us.
他成全我们。
So that we can do his good will.
所以我们可以成就他的旨意。
And so that he may continue his good works in us.
他也可以继续的在我们身上行各样的善事。
In ways that are pleasing to him.
让我们这样子可以实现按照讨他的心意而活。
And through him.
经历他自己，经过他。
To Jesus Christ,
为主耶稣基督
be the glory,
所有的荣耀
forever and ever,
都归给他到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we pray.
主，我们来祷告。
That we know here that we know that we are here for a purpose, for a reason.
我们知道我们在这里是有一个目的的。
That we are purposed people.
我们是有人生目的的人。
Because our God is a God of purpose.
因为我们的神，你是有目的的神。
And He has given us talents.
你也给我们才干。
And skills.
技巧。
And blessings.
很多祝福。
And He has equipped us and prepared us.
你也装备我们，预备我们。
To do whatever He has in store for us.
去实现你在我们身上要成就的旨意。
And that we know.
所以我们知道。
That You are always there to repair us.
你永远都在那里预备要来修复我们医治我们
And that you love us unconditionally.
你对我们的爱是没有条件无条件的
Help us accept that truth.
让我们帮助我们来接受这样的一个真理
And purpose.
还有你的目的
And promise.
还有你的应许
As we go forth from here.
当我们在往前行的时候
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名来祷告
Amen.
Amen.